Dumb people? Well, they do dumb things. That's why we have the dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Well, let's go home to sweet Alabama. An Alabama woman's plot to nab and bust her cheating husband with a bogus 911 call got her arrested instead. Police departments responded to her call and arrested 33-year-old Amber Lewis for making a false police report. The cops also found a little bit of cocaine and marijuana in the house.
Uh-oh.
It included being inside their 5-year-old's kid's bedroom, which obviously, I assume it wasn't there the whole time, but they're like, oh, the cops are here. I'm going to go put it in little Johnny's room.
Yeah.
Because they'll never check that.
A lot of people do that. When I used to work in retail, people that would steal and shoplift would do it with their kid in the stroller, and then they would put the stolen items in the stroller
are
with
you
the child.
Me?
Yeah, because they don't think that we're going to accuse them of anything if they've got a kid with them.
It's like, it's not me. My little son's got a 5-finger discount problem.
Or they'd bring their elderly mother, father in their wheelchair, and then they'd stick stolen stuff in the wheelchair with them.
And I bet they didn't even know what's going on. Like,
no,
maybe
they
were part of it, but probably not.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's what went down in the bedroom. She was also then charged with second-degree possession of marijuana and chemical endangerment of a child. Police say, quote, she knew her husband was engaged in an extramarital affair, and she called the police on her husband and told us it was a burglary. What was her goal? We have no idea. Now, here's what happened. Responding officers arrived to find Lewis and another woman outside. The two said they don't know who was inside the house. Well, once inside, the officers determined the suspect was her husband and that the report was phony. Do you realize they could have shot the man?
Yeah, that is
killed
wild.
Him? I mean, she could be on trial for murder for something else. Lewis's husband was also charged with drug possession, and Amber Lewis's friend was charged with making a false statement to police because she was part of that whole little muckety-muck.
Yeah, they definitely deserve some jail time.
I feel like, Alex, if you were bitter towards a guy, you would plan this out so much better.
Oh, I do plan revenge things way better.
Alex has revenge plans for guys she hasn't even met yet.
Here's what I did. The last relationship I had, the entire time we dated, he really, really wanted a dog. I did not. He specifically wanted a golden retriever. If you know me at all, you know that I cannot stand dogs. And I put on my Bumble profile, please have a golden retriever with heart eyes. He saw that and was pissed.
Is it still up on your Bumble profile, Alex?
I took it down because I kept getting all these messages from guys that were like, oh my God, I have a golden retriever. You're going to love her. I was like, no.
Backfired just like this woman.
Yeah.
What's up, Liv?
I told my boyfriend's friends about that and their jaws dropped and they had like a look in their eyes of just like fear and terror. They're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I am petty goals, let me tell you.
That's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.